TBRI.
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 TOVD.
TBRI.
TBRI, Trust-Based Relational Intervention.
TBRI is an attachment-based
trauma-informed intervention
that is designed to meet the complex needs
of vulnerable children.
TBRI uses empowering principles
to address physical needs,
connecting principles for attachment needs,
and correcting principles to disarm fear-based behaviors.
While TBRI is based on years of attachment, sensory processing, and neuroscience research,
the heartbeat of TBRI is connection.
Hello, and welcome back to the TBRI podcast. You're listening to Season 6, Episode 7. On this show, we talk all about trust-based relational intervention, or TBRI. We talk about different elements of the model itself, and also about how TBRI is applied in various systems of care and practice. Today, Carrie Dady joins us on the podcast to share a little bit about her work as a training and consultation specialist, as well as her journey to TBRI. Carrie is a repeat guest on the podcast and previously chatted with us about TBRI and trauma-informed courts back in season 5. So be sure to catch that episode if you haven't yet. This episode is part of our mini series with the members of our team who train during TBRI practitioner training sessions and also who travel globally to teach, learn from, and support organizations who are implementing TBRI on a systemic level. Thank you so much for listening, and please enjoy this conversation with our host, Sarah Mercado and Carrie Dady.
Carrie Dady, welcome back to the podcast, my friend.
Thank you, Cato. Great to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. I feel like I just saw you, which is funny because we were in Georgia last week. But let's start off. You want to just reintroduce yourself to our listeners, and then also tell them kind of what primary geographic regions you serve as your consultation role.
Yes, love to. I'm Carrie Dady. I serve on our outreach team, which means I get to have fascinating conversations with organizations around the globe. I would say my regions, really working with organizations in Asia, anyone touching the court sphere, I like to talk with. And so that's courts, attorneys, CASAs, court adjacent. Mm-hmm. And then I live and work out of Missoula, Montana, with our big fun family here. And so organizations that are closer geographically to me in Colorado, Nevada, Utah, are on my caseload.
Awesome. Well, I mean, that's a small little footprint that you have there between half of the globe and half of the United States locally. So that's cool. At least you're not busy. And then all the lawyers, and I know you guys tend to be argumentative, so that probably takes up a lot of your time.
I'm a reform lawyer. So yes, I used to be.
Okay.
I suppose I still am, but instead of spending all of my time and energy trying to win arguments and be right, now I pour it into TBRI, and I get to, the exciting, surprising thing is that TBRI is really gaining traction in courtrooms and in the legal practice in a new way. And so it's this mashup of being an attorney, which I really loved, and TBRI, which is pure gold. And I get to do both things at the same time, which is a bit of a kid in a candy store situation.
Yeah. That's awesome. I actually would never, ever describe you as argumentative, although I would describe you as passionate for the kids and families and communities we serve. So have you always been a natural at TBRI, or is this like taking some practice for you to get into?
100% practice. I would say the parts of TBRI, I lean more towards nurture, and I'm a real goofball. And so things like play, that was not new to me. I'm like, oh, they want me to do this more. Like, this is something that gets you a gold star in this realm. I like that. And just that idea of connecting with the heart of a child, where I've really, really, really had to grow is that structure piece. We have 4 kids, married, both my husband and I, work. And so in my tendency, my default is kind of a go with the flow, flexible mama situation. And when we really started to get serious about TBRI, and even now, the things I'm working on are structuring up, that a lot of the challenges that I see in our family, like mornings being a hot mess, are because we didn't have a morning routine where everybody knew what they were supposed to do, or we weren't great at tidying on the regular and having a place where things go, and that those things matter, apparently. I thought they were just like
suggestion.
Yeah, extra if you were like really good at that, but I didn't know they could impact the emotional tone of your
house.
Turns out. So there's things that, yes, I have had to grow in and continue to grow in and work on every day.
Yeah, same. I'm just the opposite. I think I was good at connecting to the heart of compliance of a kid as opposed to just their heart. And so I've had to swing hard into the nurture side of things, which has been a really fun journey, an interesting journey, a rewarding journey. I'm glad I did it. But it's been hard along the way for sure. What is your favorite TBRI principle and why?
Favorite TBRI principle. I guess that was new to me, this idea that my role as a parent or as the adult on duty is this co-regulator job. That was new info to me, hot news. I really was like, either you self-regulate or the parent regulates all, and this like murky middle where you can see a child you're serving, or I can see one of my kids needs help. And that requires something of me in terms of emotion, you know, emotional energy being there. One of the TBRI phrases that really stuck in my brain when I was first learning was you couldn't TBRI from the couch. I really like to just lob helpful tips, life tips, directions from wherever I was. And this principle of if there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it. And that's me showing up and being like, what do you need in this situation? And that was brand new to me. And but the ultimate game changer when I started to see behavior as not a problem you should solve, but let's do this together and figure it out.
That's so good. We were you and I were in Georgia last week for practitioner. And then some of us went to camp over the weekend, and Leah Gillum and I were doing the parent training, and Leah just kept telling them, regulators got to regulate. And she would say, Carrie Dady told me that regulators got to regulate. And it was like, it just became sort of a mantra in the parent training this weekend. And I think I heard you say that last week for the first time. So
yeah,
it's true though, right? We can't solve the problem without that. Which strategy is easiest for you? And then we'll talk about what's the hardest.
For sure. A playful engagement is the easiest. I'm a joker by nature. I was a camp counselor, which, you know, living in Montana, it's this gorgeous camp on Flathead Lake that has all of the sporting equipment, art supplies, tasty snacks in the world. And they're just like, go do these things. And so that part, I love showing up at camp and being able to connect. I pride myself on being able to connect with any kid. I'm like, what are you into? Is it Pokemon? Is it football? Is it Taylor Swift? Is it Bluey? Is it popsicles? I mean, like, we're gonna find something,
right?
And so I love that part. And I love that TBRI calls out, prizes, and elevates play in a way that makes it a necessary component, not just the frosting if you have time left over or energy, but it's really this strategy that a lot of people have let go of. And that's why when you're a playful person and you show up professionally and you're playful, people are like, what's wrong with you? But just when we look at it as a tool to establish felt safety and connection and help reintegrate the brain when things are feeling tricky, I love it.
You know, it's in all three principles. Play is of in some variety, right? Playful interaction, playful engagement when we get into the levels. And I think it's so interesting because really in each place, it sort of means something different.
Yeah.
Right? And, but it's all undergirded with like keeping this kid in their upstairs brain and, you know, remembering what we're dealing with. We're dealing with kids and we need to play. So I love that. And I would say if there was an award for most playful on our team, you would absolutely win it because I think you keep us all playing between voting on Fat Bears to fantasy football, which I'm 10th in our league right now. There are only 10 teams. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. My worth is not determined by fantasy football, but I'm winning the league where I did auto draft. So that's really cool.
I like
shows
that for you.
Shows you what I know. I should just do auto draft. What about the most challenging part of TBRI for you?
The most challenging is showing up in a way that I know, like, this is my parent, this is how I want to show up, and dealing with the reality that there's times I'm tired and I'm mm-hmm. annoyed, or I've had a long day or week, or just there's seasons that feel really heavy, and that, like, but I'm still committed to doing that. And it's hard, right. You know, the regulators got to regulate comment was when I really slowed down tricky interactions and was like, I'm showing up to these red hot. I just hadn't had a pause and a mirror. I was so focused on whatever behavior was in front of me that was challenging that I wasn't mm-hmm. looking at, like, what does your face look like? Like, what does your mm-hmm. body look like? And so when I'm tired, and you know, that's my kryptonite, I can, mm-hmm. if I don't get enough sleep, it's a tricky for this gal.
Yeah.
And so that, like, how do I do my best in those situations? And how do mm-hmm. I either ask for extra help or tap out and take breaks, or just that mindfulness of I'm super tired, mm-hmm. but I need to show up in this way that is consistent and loving for my kid. And that's hard. You know, when people are like, this TBRI sounds great, but it's also a lot of work. Mm-hmm, you betcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a whole lot of work, and having to be mindful when you're tired is like a whole nother layer of energy required, mm-hmm. which, oh, well, yep. But you know what? I also think you do a great job of acknowledging that and taking care of business, even, whether it's with your kids and your family, or if it's serving the masses. Like, I think you do a good job of like saying, like, time for me to buzz out for a minute, take a little nap.
Yeah.
Are you willing to share time that you did a redo? You needed a redo?
Absolutely. So we're now in September, which for parents, it's the launch back to school. But hearken mm-hmm. back to May, where it's the end of school, mm-hmm. and every day there is a different dress day. There is a ballet recital. There is a soccer tournament. Oh. There are teacher gifts. We had practitioner training in there. And so it was this, I have four kids. I have three soccer players, and I have one gorgeous dancer. I myself was a soccer player, and so I can get into my soccer mom mode, like, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. I love to talk soccer. I love dance. I'm just not skilled at it. And okay. So it was this time, this frenzy in mid-May where I was really tired physically. I felt like I was, every week was wonky and different, and I was not, it's the time where you're like, I'm not kind of hitting the mark at work and at home. We're not, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was just feeling such overwhelm. And my oldest daughter, it was a ballet recital. Mind you, she had another one in June. And so in my mind, it was like first of two recitals. And it was this weekend that I love to play and I love to celebrate. And I usually on these, you know, landmark events, I make it a big ritual and it's fun. Right. And I didn't do the extra things I usually did to celebrate and acknowledge all of her work. And even something as simple as, you know, I usually make a great cake for her, and she loves chocolate. And I picked up something at the bakery, and it was not chocolate, and it was gluten-free, and it tasted like lima beans. And in my mind, I was like, well, look, celebration, here's a cake. And it was like, yeah, but it's not tasty to me and not anything to do with me. And she,
right,
she pulled me aside, and this was heartbreaking to hear. And I was simultaneously so proud that she was able to say, I feel like you're phoning it in. I feel like this is just another check mark on your list that you're just hoping to get through. I feel like because soccer is more your thing, that you're more enthusiastic, man, and pour more into those big events. But she was like, Mom, I only have a couple, you know, dance isn't tournaments every week, and there's only a couple big moments. And you really disappointed me. And
oh, Carrie.
It was, I was so proud that she could say that to me, because mm-hmm, I would have never felt safe enough to voice that to any adult in my life. Right. I would have had those feelings, and I would have stuffed them and probably spent more time with friends or treated mm-hmm myself. But it was this opportunity of, you're absolutely right. And mm-hmm, I'm tired, and right, I have less energy, but the energy I do have needs to go to you. And mm-hmm, everybody else can and should wait. And so it was the beauty of a redo where I was like, can I, you know, recital was a 2-day thing. So I was like, I really face planted Saturday. Can I have a redo on Sunday? Mm-hmm. And got to come and show up the way I wanted to, the way that good felt like a celebration of her. You're important. I have time for this. This is important for me, that it's not just another check mark. Mm-hmm. And so do I wish I would have done that in the first place? Yeah. But yeah, May is mayhem. And so right. That was the reality, and that we got to go back and fix it. And she knows that I'm not going to get defensive, penalize mm-hmm her, pull back and get distant. If she's like, hey, you're disappointing me, that she can come and we talk about it and we make it right and we roll on. So.
Yeah, it's the greatest gift that you've given her, right? To have the felt safety with you and know how to use her words to say my needs are unmet right now. Yeah. And I need more of you, as opposed to, you know, it's the idea of like, she's not turning to peers to get those needs met. She's coming to you to say, we fell short, help me out. And then like, I've had those, you and I have talked about it. I've had these conversations with my girls and on the receiving end of that, it's like being punched in the throat, right? Like it hurts. You feel the pain is real, mm-hmm, but the idea of fixing it is even better. You know, it, yeah, it like is like a balm for that level of pain.
It is.
Thank you for sharing with that. Sharing that. That's rough.
Well, but I share it all, and I say, I know you do too.
Yeah.
Because it's real life. And I think I used to spend a lot of mental time and energy and maybe even like a thread of anxiety of like, get it right all the time. Mm-hmm. And now mm-hmm I'm like, I can't possibly. I'm not a robot. Right. I'm a human, but I know how to repair. So I don't need to be so afraid when I blow it. They're going to let me know and we're going to fix it.
Yep. Yep. And it's okay. You know, like, I mean, I think one of the gifts TBRI gave me was the ability to be wrong and not feel the pressure to be right all the time. So
yes,
if you could tell your younger version that was just trying this TBRI thing and maybe struggling, what would you tell her?
The younger version of me, yes, I started mothering in my 30s. I was really, really interested in having other people think I was doing a good job. And I feel like my 20s was characterized by striving, and 30s I had this desire that I wanted to seem like I had it all together. The challenge with that attitude is you're not a learner. You're like, no, I'm here to tell you, I've researched it, I've thought about it. And we were, you know, my husband and I have always been really intentional parents. We're reading books, we're talking to people that were like, this seems like a good family dynamic. But I think I wanted a lot of external validation from other mm-hmm people of like, you're doing a good job. And when we started doing TBRI, if your definition, and this was, you know, a community I was in, that a good child equaled obedient. And I'm like, that's not what's happening here.
Right.
And I really had to let go of, you might not get what I'm doing. You might not agree with it. You certainly aren't going to adopt this as your way, but I actually don't need your permission or your approval.
Absolutely.
I'm convinced that this is the best thing for my child. And so letting some of those, we had comments like, your house is already a circus. Like, why would you possibly think that you could add another child, or you're coddling, you know, in terms of Montana farm girl, like being too soft or gentle or coddling is really probably the worst insult that you could give to a parent. And that idea that there have been some people who just want to say, I don't like what you're doing. And then there's some people that are like, tell me more, you know, and that's where I would spend my energy of, if you, you know, want to learn about this and talk about this, about the why behind how we've shifted. But really just looking at how relationships are with my kids and within our family dynamic to measure, you know, how do I feel like I'm doing as a parent?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. It's so easy to get caught in the external, right? In the community and what everybody's saying and the church and wherever, you know, wherever you are socially, it's like, because people are watching.
Yes. Right.
And their eyes tell you a lot. Like, there's a lot of nonverbal disappointment that I feel like sometimes comes our way for doing things that might look a little different than the norm.
Yes.
Okay. Speed round. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Favorite food?
Cinnamon bears.
What? Oh, like spicy gummy bears?
Cinnamon bears.
At first, I thought you were going to say cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon bears.
Cinnamon bears.
How do you take your coffee?
Black and hot. Would I like to drink it when I start and it's hot and I finish and it's hot? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do I microwave it a few times because I start thinking and I forget I have coffee? Yes, but black.
Yeah, black. Okay. If you could pick any walk-up song or theme song for yourself, what would it be?
Apparently the youths of today aren't into what they call classic rock. So I would say Beautiful Day by U2. I mean, Bono, just beautiful. Let's just call the people in, set an intention for a beautiful day, and rock out a little bit. But I've heard that rock is kind of our vintage music, which I can't believe I'm saying that.
I don't want to talk about that. That's upsetting to me. Favorite vacation spot?
My husband and I went to Sandals in Jamaica one year, and it was the convergence of being taken care of so well, which is a luxury, and warm spot, and I love to travel and see new places and meet new people. So that was super highlight of my life.
Like, I remember that. Favorite animal?
I would have to say my beloved golden retriever, Oaken Day Dady.
Oh, I love that. Sports team?
Seattle Seahawks, OL Rain, and Missoula Strikers and Missoula Surf. Love you guys both.
Oh, is that your kids' soccer teams?
Mm-hmm. We support two clubs. We love them all. We're for everybody.
Yeah. Amen. Last one. Favorite hobby?
Favorite hobby? Reading.
Oh, there you have it.
Mm-hmm. I like to, if you're a reader, I learned about this lady, her name's Modern Mrs. Darcy. And she, over the last 10 years, she collects and she publishes these short lists of books that are all winners. I mean, you get a B+ to an A+ book, and it's different genres. I love a good mystery, but not too scary, but I like a mystery.
No. Yeah.
And so that's my kind of wind down thing that feels like just for me, that helps my brain settle, and I kind of get lost in a book. So I love that.
Well, I love that. Well, Carrie Dady, thanks for being here again. I have no doubt that we'll see you back here again, because the people just love you. But thanks for sharing your wisdom and your insight and your joy.
Yay. Go TBRI. Love you, Sarah. Bye.
Go TBRI. Bye.
The TBRI podcast is produced by the Karen Purvis Institute of Child Development at TCU. To learn more about TBRI and the resources mentioned in this episode, please visit child.tcu.edu/podcast.